Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Yevames, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod. Hachacham sha'asra se'isha b'neder al ba'ila. Here's what happened. This woman made a neder. She will not have any enough from her husband. If the Baal heard this, really he could be made for the neder. But he has to do it on the day he hears it. And l'maisa, the husband was not made for the neder. Now she comes before a chacham. She wants the chacham to be matter the neder. For a chacham to be matter the neder, he needs a pesach. We'll see more about this because Hashem is baruch and mesech this nedarim. But basically, the chacham has to figure out a way where, had you known this and this, you would have never made the neder. So therefore, the neder was a mistake. What happened was, this woman, she said, she made a neder. She's not going to have any enough from her husband. The husband was not made for the neder. Now she comes to the chacham, she changed her mind. She's not angry anymore. She wants the chacham to find a pesach, but the chacham cannot find a pesach. He can't find a way to say, well, had you known this and this, you would have never made the neder. And as a result, he has to divorce her. So, hechacham, she'asra se'isha b'neder al ba'ila. This chacham asked this woman because of her neder on her husband. He's the one that declared, there's no pesach here, I can't help you. Harezeh, this chacham, lo yisyena, should not marry her. Because maybe people are going to say, oh, you know why he said? There's no way out of the neder, because he wanted to marry her. But, says the Mishnah, we have a ketana, a yisayman, and remember what we learned earlier, that if a ketana has no father, her brothers and her mother could marry her, but she has a right to say, I don't want it. That's called miyun. I don't want this marriage. It's done in front of Bezin, and it's as if she was never married. Miyana, if she refused her husband in front of a Bezin, oi, shechalza b'fanav, or she's a yavama, and chalitza was done in front of this Bezin. So because of the miyun, because of the chalitza, she could now marry anyone she wants. Could a member of this Bezin marry her? And the answer is yisa'ena. They could marry her. Why? Mipnei, shehu. There's no one person over here that made her mutter. There's the Bezin. He's sitting with two other chachamim. And to say all three got together, and they said the woman is mutter when she's really not, that's that we're not going to say. People aren't going to say that. We're not saying that. Vayter zakta mishnah v'kulan. All these people that we said cannot marry the woman that they gave out the psak, she's allowed to get married. That's the one who brought the get me Medina Sayam. The one who said Edis that her husband died. The chacham that asked the isha beneder. Shehoyelem nashim. Let's say at that time they had wives. V'mesu, but their wives died afterwards. Mutarais linasi lehem. Now they could marry this woman that they were matir. Being at the time that they declared this woman mutter to get married, they were married then. Later on, now he lost his wife and he wants to marry her. We're not going to be choshed that he was matir her, that he said she's mutter way back then in case he's going to lose his wife and want to marry her. That's not mistab. Now there's no chshat. The kulan and all these women that we mentioned in the last two mishnayos, they cannot get married because of the rumor. Let's say they got married to someone else. Reuven came, he said, I'm bringing this get, I'm a shliach from the husband. So now she's mutter to get married, she has a get, and she marries Cheskel. And his garshu, after which she got divorced, or widowed, mutarais, now she becomes mutter linase lehen, to marry those people that were matter her, or those people that asked her and her husband if she had to get divorced. She got married to someone else in the middle, so we're not going to go say that, oh, wait a second, before she was married to Yecheskel, she was married to someone else, and this person is the one who got out of that marriage. That's not a chashash. Vayter, says the Mishnah V'kulan, and all these women that are also to get married to the people that were matir them, again, the one that brought the get, the one that testified that her husband died, the chacham that says she can't stay married to her husband. In regard to all these women, they weren't allowed to marry those people, but mutarais, they are mutter to get married, lebneyem, to their sons, oilachenu, to their brothers. So if I brought a get, and I said, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, that woman is allowed to marry my son. She's allowed to marry my brother. Because there's a rule. Ein adam choyte b'shvil benoy oy b'shvil achiv. Nobody likes to lie. No one likes to do averes. But we have a yetzahara. And sometimes the yetzahara is so strong that we do it anyway. But the yetzahara is very strong in regard to yourself. Not for someone else. We're not going to assume, people are not going to assume, that someone lied in order for his son to be able to marry her or his brother to be able to marry her. Nah, people don't do that. Now in all these cases, says the Bat Tanura, where we said that she shouldn't marry him, if I come and I say, ah, here's your get, b'fani nechta, I'm not supposed to marry her. But let's say I violated Chazal's takana and I married her anyway, so we stay married. The only one who does not stay married, says the Bat Tanura, is the case of Hanitan Alishas Ish, because over there, Min HaToyra, he's not allowed to marry her. So once again, chazving our Mishnah, a Chacham, who said, I'm sorry, the neder that you made not to have enough from your husband, there's no way out of the neder, I cannot find the Pesach, and your husband was not made for the neder on the day he heard it. He can't marry this woman after she gets divorced. However, if he was part of a bezdin, where the girl that was a ketana, her brother or her mother married her off, so she has a right to do miyun, to say, no, I don't want him. And he's part of the bezdin that listened to that miyun, or part of the bezdin that was there by the chalitza. So even though he's part of the bezdin that makes this woman mutter to marry anyone, he could marry her. We're not going to say he did it bedafka, because he's part of a bezdin. It's not just him. It takes three people. We're not going to say all three got together and did something shaloi kahalacha and said the miyan was a miyan or that the chalitza was a chalitza when it really wasn't in order for him to be able to marry her. That we're not going to say. We also said that if any of these people that can't marry the woman that they caused to be mutter, if they had wives, afterwards, their wife died, and now he wants to marry this woman that he was matir. It could have been a long time ago. That is okay. Then they could marry. We're not going to say that, way back then he made the lady mutter in case he's going to lose his wife. That we're not going to do. We're not going to say that. And these women themselves, if they married someone else in between, and then they were divorced, or they lost their husbands, they could marry the person that was matir them, because as long as they got married to someone else in between, it's okay. And also, these people that brought the get and said, b'fani nechtam, or that said, edus that the husband died, although they're not allowed to marry the woman, their sons or their brothers can.